Good morning, everyone. Hey, now that you've heard the champions, lawyers in the last hour talking about seatbelts, you better have them on because this show is going to be rip-roaring today because the theme is buyers beware. Home buyers, you'd better beware out there because most of you, many of you, are receiving partial and harmful information. Partial and harmful information. Oh, the polite word is misinformation, but wrong. It's much worse than misinformation. It's harmful, and you'd better be ready for it. The market is treacherous out there. We've been saying that, Larry, for a couple of years, but nothing like this year. We've been saying that a couple of months now. This year has less inventory, more viciousness taking place out there, and more harmful information for you, the buyers. So beware. Oh, sure, we're going to talk about Larry and his busy week. It wasn't that busy, but he's the seller, he's the buyer. Offers are coming in on his house. That's the good news, and we're dealing with those offers literally today.
Yes, that's exciting for my wife and I. I'm glad it's working out this way, Barry.
It is. And so we don't have a lot to report on that other than it was a good end of the week. Showings continue to happen, and it continues to be a good market up and down the Front Range. But ladies and gentlemen, as a buyer, you've better beware. I was texted this morning. What is a buyer supposed to do, Barry, in this market? And the gentleman who listens to the show on a regular basis texted back before I could even respond. He said, well, I guess you're going to say find a good agent, number one. Number two, have both a short and long-term strategy. Number three, have a good lender and be pre-qualified. And then he asked, any other ideas? My response reads like this. Hey, you bet. Listen up today, because call in if you want to, but listen up because we have more information than that. We're going to be giving specifics about a good agent in today's marketplace and a not-so-good agent who's giving out misinformation, not naming names, but just saying be careful out there. Do we have Kathleen on the line yet? Do we have not yet? Okay, no, not a problem. Kathleen is going to be calling in, and she is going to talk about buyers beware. Who is Kathleen? Kathleen Chiris is the, without exception, the best agent finder in the entire United States of America. Oh, sure, some big top corporation like Amazon might find one or two good agents now and then, but they don't even know what to look for. But Kathleen has been doing it for years, and she knows the difference between a good agent who's going to, you know, blow smoke where you don't want it and mislead you. And she deals with good agents. Buyers, what you have in front of you is next to no inventory and then all kinds of lines, not lions, lyings. I didn't say lying. That could happen too. But all kinds of lines about, well, you'll have to give up the inspection contingency. You'll have to give an appraisal gap. And you'll have to do this and you'll have to do that. And by the way, you might have to. But you're not being informed on what the consequences are of your action. And many top agents this week contacted me and said, Barry, you've got to say more on your show about the consequences of buyers' actions. And we changed the theme midweek because of good agents, like Joe Plute, just to name one. And Joe might be calling in today and expressing his views on the lack of professionalism and the despicable acts of harmful information being given. So, Kathleen, we're not a lightweight show today. We're not talking about politeness today. We're talking about where the rubber meets the road and buyers are being harmed by getting partial and misleading information. Share with us what you're seeing around the country, because we're not unique. You know that all markets are having a short inventory, and many markets, I mean at least 50 cities across the country, are having the lightweight inventory, low inventory, and lots of demand for the properties. Take it away, Kathleen. We thank you for that, but more importantly, listeners, thank yourself by getting the best agent when you need an agent anywhere in the United States. Give Kathleen Chiris a call. 303-758-4040. 303-758-4040. You will have an agent on your side, 100% loyal, that's called fiduciary duty, one who is not lazy, one who will go an extra 2, 3, or 4 miles if needed because of the crazy, frenzied market we're in, and an agent who will protect you, the agent's client. Kathleen, thanks so much for all of the helpful information for our listeners, because that's what it's all about. Not harping on the negative, but rather giving specific items on the positive ways, practical ways that our listeners can be protected when they are a homeowner. Thanks, Kathleen. Thank you. Thanks for that. And we are there for you, ladies and gentlemen. We are Larry Stanley and Barry Miller. This is the Barry and Larry Show. We started with a bang. We started right off. Why? Because so often this past week I was receiving calls and or texts, and right up until a few minutes before the show started, from a consumer on the issues of the day. And the issue of the day is home buyers. Beware. You might be receiving partial and very harmful information. Stay tuned, because we have a lot more coming up. We're going to hear from Larry a little bit on what his activity was. I don't mean a little bit to be short with you, Larry, but we're going to hear some summary from you. Our lines are open. You agents, you consumers who listen, many of you do, we know, and you want to call in and make an item, a point, or ask a question, or have a little discussion on any item, especially today about the home buyer's situation. Feel free to call us during the break or after the break at 303-713-8255. And by the way, there's more to the show. Mike Rabin is with us, and he's going to talk about reverse mortgage options. Speaking of misinformation that happens out there, Mike is with us now, and he'll be with us for the rest of the show. We're going to take a break and be right back. Okay, thank you, gentlemen, for keeping us on air and keeping the energy high. This is Barry Miller, and our theme today is home buyers beware. Many of you are receiving partial and even harmful information. Oh, the show isn't going to dwell on the negative. We're going to hit it hard, though, because you do not have any agent is breaking. I'll say it a different way. I was going to say, you don't have the right to be harmed. You don't. You're the buyer. The agent you're selecting is your servant. Servant by law. They owe you 100% loyalty by law. Not because they look good or they had a good presentation to you or they helped a friend in the past 2 years and the friend said, go with Sally, go with Susie, go with Larry, go with Barry. Don't fall into that. Make sure the agent is expressing to you that he and she are your full-time servant, which means fiduciary agent, 100% loyalty to you. Now, in studio, I just want to mention their names because we're going to ask them to participate for the rest of the show. I mentioned we have Mike Rabin. He is going to talk to us and you all about reverse mortgage options. A whole segment on that later in the show. But Mike, welcome for being here and join in this discussion, because you're seeing it week in and week out, buyers you're meeting with, and then you're seeing activity with agents too. And again, we're not harping on the negative. We're talking about protecting our listeners, making them more aware of situations. Just a quick overview, Mike, of what you have to say on the topic of the day.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for having me here today. Of course, I am a loan officer. I specialize in reverse mortgage. I also do all types of loans. And you mentioned something during your opening that's very, very important. That is to get pre-qualified. You don't want the realtor to be lazy. You don't want the borrower to be lazy either. Have the documents. When your lender asks you for the documents, get them. That will get you qualified and move along a lot faster. Today we'll be talking about reverse mortgages, the various options that are available, and you know, I don't want to get into it too far. I start talking about reverses, I'll go on for an hour.
You won't hear. I can assure you that.
I have a clock right in front of me, so I'm keeping an eye on that. So we'll talk more about that later, and I look forward to that segment.
No, you bet, Mike. Okay, yes, and we have in studio Travis Wanzek. Hi, Travis.
Good morning.
Yep. And we're glad that you're here, and as an agent, 14 years experience, of course, and you're with RE/MAX Masters Millennium. Thank you, RE/MAX Masters Millennium, for the studio in which we're all sitting too. But Travis, we are focused on the positive needs of the buyer's agent to not be lazy, is what Kathleen Chiris said a few minutes ago, and she finds agents all over the country for our listeners. And then also the extra protection that buyers need. I saw you protecting at least one of your buyers this week. Talk to us just briefly about protection and what that means in this treacherous marketplace for home buyers right now.
Well, absolutely. You know, especially when it comes to dates on the contract. And, you know, the two most important dates, you know, your inspection, you know, and your appraisal. And, you know, and that's where I protect today. You know, one of my sellers this week is, you know, the inspection actually went past. We had a situation where my client needed a little bit of extra help.
And he, the client, they received that help from you, and I saw it in action. And thank you for asking for another thought on that, and we helped his client, because it happens, because on the buyer's side, wasn't the buyer's fault, wasn't the buyer agent's fault, wasn't the buyer's lender's fault, it was the appraiser's fault, clear and day, they missed some of the information. Who was there protecting the buyer and seller, and their what we call the contract of the buyer and seller? Travis, and that's what we were doing. And Travis was there protecting his seller and at the same time helping the buyer who was already a part of his seller's contract. Larry, you're seeing it now in person as a seller and a buyer. And it's fine to share what was going on in your week. It was an interesting week because as a buyer, not much happened because you want that home under contract first. But talk to us about protection as you see it from the consumer's point of view.
Well, Barry, I really am not worried about a lot of protection because I have the best real estate agent in the country. You know who I'm talking about. You're sitting next to me. And so I know I'm going to have the protection that I need. The key to this is being prepared to move quickly in this marketplace. And my wife and I are prepared to move very quickly once we have my current house under contract to sell. We will start looking actively to purchase, and we'll move very quickly.
Very quickly. That's a good one. And therein lies another vulnerability for buyers, having to move quickly. So you stated the fact as buyers have to be ready to move quickly. Would you say that was a fact you say?
Yes. I think that's a critical fact in being successful as a buyer.
Travis, you're in the market daily. Do you see that having to move quickly on the buyer's part in particular is a fact of today's marketplace?
Oh, absolutely. If you slow down for 1 second, there's going to be multiple offers and you're going to lose out.
Mike, you see it from your vantage point that way?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's we're unanimous here. That doesn't always happen. Four of us are unanimous here. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the vulnerability buyers that you have in the reality of the marketplace where you have to move quickly. Quickly, we're going to add the word quickly and properly, and we're going to see what proper movement means when you have to do it in a quick fashion in today's market. We're going to cover that when we come back. Barry Miller here saying we'll be right back. Yeah, Larry, I'm here. We're here. We're on. Yep. We're all here. We are back, the four of us here. And we're going to talk about you as a home buyer in this brisk market, brisk in the fact that you have to move quickly. Let's take it in order of events, the steps that practically 100 out of 100 buyers take. The first step is they decide to be a buyer. The next step is they decide to interview for a good buyer agent and a good lender, okay? They've picked a good buyer agent, Travis. They've picked a good lender, Mike. Mike, what they have to do then and should do then, typically, is prepare themselves with the lender to be pre-approved. Talk to us briefly about that, what it means. By briefly, I mean not all the details, but the key center points of what buyers have to do. Because buyers, you have an assignment here, but when you do it right, it's going to help you a lot.
Yeah, it's so true, Barry. All buyers should, before they even call a lender, understand that what they're going to expect is, can you prove your income? Can you prove your employment? Can you prove your ability to pay? And just think about all the documents that takes to do that. W-2s, income statements, whatever the lender asks for. It's a pretty significant list. Get it, and you'll get approved a lot faster.
A lot faster. Now, Travis, you take it from there. The buyer's approved. They're working with you. They told you what they want. It's findable out there. We gave the statistics, I believe, in the first segment. Over about 3,700 homes went under contract in Denver last week. About 1,200 in the Springs. But the thought was, oh, there's no inventory out there. You'll never find anything. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there is some inventory. Somebody's buying it, so if you're not getting it, you may have selected the wrong agent, plain and simple. But now let's talk about what the correct agent does. The buyer got pre-approved. What are just some of the steps that you take with the buyer after that to have them ready, able, and then let's talk about writing the contract, too.
Absolutely. Well, you know, first off, there's pre-approval, getting the documents over, and then there's I like to get my clients through underwriting. So we can compete with those cash deals that are trying to close in 2 weeks. I can do the same thing, but getting the buyer already through underwriting.
I do, too. When we've used the term for years, through underwriting, that means in most ways, they're, and I mean all the important ways, they're as good as a cash buyer, aren't they?
Exactly.
And by the way, we had a cash buyer yesterday on a transaction. The agent said, oh, Barry, we wrote the offer differently than you and I talked about because the buyer in their right mind is thinking about getting a loan maybe. But they're likely to be a cash buyer, but they're writing it up with a conventional 20% down. And then she said, now we switch, and if we switch, we instantly will give you proof that they have the money to be a cash buyer. So really, there's the reverse. I hadn't seen that in a long time, where they went from cash to loan, but to a loan. But when you put that loan in, you can be as good as a cash buyer. But Travis, who is it who's going to present the buyer to the seller as being as good as a cash buyer? Does that happen?
That's your agent.
That's right, because it doesn't happen automatically, does it?
No.
So there's another right thing that the right agent does for you. So now, Travis, you and I, we'll share this together. We're presenting an offer, and let's just call it Let's do a $550,000 home, you know, a little under median for Denver, a little $100,000 above the median for the Springs. A $550,000 home, 20% down, conventional loan, mm-hmm. Mike, is what we have. What are some of the things we would have the buyer consider, let's say, on the inspection?
Well, you know, I mean, number one, a lot of the times we're waiving the inspection objection resolution. We're still getting an inspection.
There you go. That's key. Still getting one, aren't we?
Absolutely. So we're still protecting our buyers, and, you know, they know what they're getting into. But they know going into it that, you know, to compete with the other offers, we are waiving that.
And I'm going to say it the Barry Miller way for what I've done for 30 years. I always called the home inspection round two of a two-round bout fight with the seller and the seller agent. But you can't do that in the market we're in. We can't use the inspection as a tool to get more things from the seller. Rest assured, when I'm a buyer agent and it's not this crazy frenzied market, the inspection is, I don't care what anybody thinks about it, because I know what buyers want from it, round two of negotiations. And that's my job, to protect and negotiate and get the best deal for one party, and that's the buyer. Can't do that now. So agents, get rid of that thought of those of you who are trying to use it and picky little things in the house. You can't do that and be a good buyer agent in 2021. Larry, your hand is up.
I think I know the answer to this question, Barry, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What about doing a major component inspection and saying anything that's over $2,000, we can take exception to?
We like that, don't we, Travis? That's a good solution.
Just had one on a deal. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on the other side, but they said, you know, they won't ask for anything unless it's $5,000 or over $5,000.
Over $5,000.
Okay.
You got it, right?
Yeah, I got it, because I'm thinking of that when I'm buying a house myself.
And here's the reality on the inspection. Sellers do not expect it to be given up. Why? Because they're likely a buyer, or they've been a buyer because they bought the house they're in. So sellers aren't the ones causing that problem. I'm not going to who is. It doesn't matter. But it's not the sellers and buyers. So buyers, though, it is there. Get an agent who's going to help you with that. I like the idea of $5,000. Typically, we're writing it major components. Let's explain to our listeners what the five and then the plus two, five plus two major components are. Larry, you're the consumer guy. You share them.
Foundation, roof, your heating and cooling systems, plumbing, and electrical are the big five.
The big five and the plus two.
Radon and sewer scope.
Radon and sewer scope you just might want to have, and you might want to not mention it, but just go along and have it when you're doing the inspection. You don't have to tell the seller every little thing you're going to do. You could. That's just being creative. Say, yeah, we're going to have an inspection, then at the same time you bring in the sewer scope person, you do the radon, get the seller's permission on the radon, because that's a 3-day process, put the machine in and then pick it up 3 days later. Sellers, I haven't found sellers objecting to that. Have you, Travis?
No.
Really?
We did just have on that same exact deal. We couldn't get Roto-Rooter to get back out there to get the video. Mm-hmm. They let the dates pass. And then when they finally got there the next day, there was a significant crack. And we ended up, though we were the seller and we could have said, you know, you're out of luck.
Yep.
We split it with them. You get the deal closed.
See?
And that was last night. Yeah.
Now, wait. In this furious market, seller and buyer split the cost of a problem that they discovered. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you get when you have top agents on your side. You get people who know how to collaborate, communicate, negotiate on your behalf, and still settle it on a good professional basis. So there are many things that you, the buyer, can do, but it's still centered on you, the buyer, selecting a top agent. Sorry about that, but we're hearing these problems. Again, Joe Plute, if you can call in, do, you know, hoping you still can, because he called me during the week. He's a longtime, wonderful professional agent, and he said, Barry, I'm seeing buyers being hurt, being misled by so much information out there, and they're being harmed. And that is the truth, but buyers, you have a role in it too. So don't think that you're innocent just because you say, oh, my agent didn't do this. You know what? You selected him or her, and remember that. All right, this is Barry Miller saying we have a few minutes left on the agenda. We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take any callers we have. Remember, the lines are open, 303-713-8255. It's fine to join in the fast-paced conversation we're having. We're going to take a look at some of the data. We shared some of it already, as it was very pertinent. And then we're going to hear from Mike Rabin, and he's going to talk about reverse mortgage options for you, the home buyer. Okay, oh, lots of activity today, lots of good news for you, and sharing it with you, awareness. Be aware out there, buyers. I think you are. We've hit that pretty nicely, pretty effectively today. Again, thank you, Joe. Thank you so many agents during the week who shared the idea. Yes, just get it out there, Barry, that buyers have to look at life from a protective point of view. And again, that really starts with you, the buyer, being prepared. And it starts with you, the buyer, selecting a top agent who uses the words in the interview that he or she will protect you, that they're on your side. If you're not hearing that in your interviews, you're not prepared for the interview, and or you're interviewing the wrong agents, and Larry says to say something to them, a three-letter word, Larry.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's seven little letters. Yeah. Okay, you know, well, buyers have the right to expand things to say goodbye or bye. B, I was just thinking
and
bye.
And I've done that even though my contract didn't allow it. I said, then sue me.
The funny thing that I thought Larry was going to pick on is say, now, wait a minute. If I say bye, am I saying B-U-Y?
No,
or B-Y-E. Okay. B-Y-E. All right. Mike, you know, I just thought that was going to come forth. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you're with us today. What's going on in the marketplace? It continues to be a fast marketplace. Guess what, though? Guess what? There's a little more inventory out there this week than there was a week ago. 2 days more inventory, Larry. Okay?
Hey, you know, when there was only 7 or 8... 2 days is significant, Barry.
Colorado Springs is approaching 10 days of inventory. Uh-huh. You know what? I mean, they're still under it. And then Denver is in the 11th day. We broke through. A week ago, we had 9 days of inventory. Now there's 11. Don't count on that much, but I'll tell you, that's what's happening. So be ready out there. There is a little bit of inventory. And what's a little bit? Oh, how about 3,700 homes in a 7-day period? Not bad. So there is inventory out there. And then median prices, Colorado Springs is just sticking around and growing beyond 440,000, and Denver's going beyond 575,000. They just keep going on in a strong pace. This is that time of the year, okay, and there's still another couple of good months left. Of course, a good months left, the whole year is going to be strong. But the next 2 months are probably still the strongest for the rest of the year. So sellers, get out there. All right, now let's get into that all-important loan that we've been talking about and options that you have with reverse mortgage loans. Go ahead. Take it away, Mike.
Thanks, Barry. This is Mike Rabin. I am with Mortgage 300, and as we've talked this morning, we talk about the options for getting loans for either a forward or a reverse. A forward, I mean, by a normal conventional loan. When I get a call from someone who wants to do a conventional loan or a refinance, it's very simple. They understand it. It's something that's very common mm-hmm. to them, so it's simple. Get us the documents, we'll move forward. I never get anyone that calls me about a reverse to say, I want to do a reverse. they call me and say, I think, you know, you were recommended. Tell me about it. And sometimes that is a good example. Last Saturday morning, the conversation started. The borrower was a little negative on it, but you know, I came recommended, so she would listen. At the hour and a half mark into the conversation, she says, Mike, I just wanted to tell you that 30 minutes ago, I got it. It sunk in. Now I get it, how valuable this is. And the reverse mortgage in this tight market is so such a usable option because if with equity, you can buy more than you think you can, especially with a reverse mortgage. And the ability to pay, you might think, I'm a senior now. I'm on fixed income. I don't have options. You do have options. With a reverse mortgage, your requirement is only to prove to the lender. You don't pay this to the lender. Just prove to the lender that you can pay your taxes, your insurance, and your other mandatory obligations. It's very simple.
Let's say that even in a more consumer-oriented way.
Okay.
You do not have to have income to pay for that loan that you're not paying on.
Right. You know, what the beauty of the reverse mortgage is payments are optional. Nobody cares.
But you don't, you don't qualify for the loan because you're not making payments. You just have to qualify for the taxes and the insurance.
Yeah, and usually for most seniors to pay the requirements to get into a reverse mortgage is less than $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how simple that part of it. So I, as a reverse mortgage loan officer, I love that piece of it. As a regular loan officer, that's a lot more work. But the reverse is a lifesaver for seniors who want to downsize, have a more seniorized home, maybe not have as much labor on the house. But the key upfront, most important thing is education. Call me. Let's talk about it. Let's help you understand how valuable it is. And I guarantee you, everyone I talk to, at the end of the conversation, they're saying, this is too good to be true. And it's not – I love those words because that tells me I got through. But I'm fighting with you know, the bad press that's out there about this product, and it's just not true. It's a wonderful tool for seniors, and it was, you know, built specifically for all of us. And everybody in this room is already there except Tyler.
It's a heck of a good option. Larry, were you going to say something?
Well, I just wanted to point out to people that it really is false advertising when they say it's too good to be true. It hasn't been too good to be true in years and years and years.
Right.
And why people continue to believe that it's too good to be true, I don't understand.
Right. It's, you know, there's everybody comes with some baggage. Their friend's dog's horse doesn't like reverse mortgages, so I have to just answer those questions. I expect it, I welcome it, and I would love to hear from anyone who wants to know more about it.
All right, that's a good way to end the show. You listeners, find out more information. Mike, give our listeners your phone number, and then we're going to have Travis give out his phone number and contact info. Go ahead.
My number is Mike Rabin with Mortgage 300. My number is 303-396-2804.
303-396-2804. Travis?
Yes, Travis Wanzek with RE/MAX Masters Millennium, and it's 303-854-7682.
7682 are the final four, and the first six are 303-854-7682. Larry Stanley, a quick summary of the show in a few seconds.
Well, the summary is, don't forget that we have a seminar coming up for buyers. The exact date is not known, but we'll announce it soon.
We will do that. We're always here for you, buyers. You could call us or text us or send us an email anytime, any question, truth@BarryandLarry.com. Barry Miller saying for the whole crew here, thanks a lot. Bye-bye for now.